learn, so we might as well learn just a little bit, right? Okay, let's we're up to Paragah Yutas. Let's review from the beginning. Okay, we might as well start again. Review from the beginning. Vayatviata sakina el nisei Yisrael. Hashem says to Yechezkel, I want you now to lift up. I want you to express a kina, a lament, regarding the nisei Yisrael, the kings, the Jewish kings. Pasuk Beis. Again, it's Perek Yud Tes. Perek Yud Tes, 19 Aleph of the Pasuk Beis. V'yamartan, you shall say, Mo imcha leviyah. Say, what is this that your mother is a leviyah, a mother lion? Bein arayos ravot. So she lies between the other lions. B'seich kifirim ribisa gureha. Amongst the baby lions, does she raise her children? Let's review. I know we did it yesterday, but let's just review it very quickly. The Mitzvahs, Pasuk Aleph and Beis. El Nisiye Yisrael, Al Nisiye Yisrael, Hey Malcha Yehuda Yehoi Ochas, Vi Hoyakim, Yoitse Yerech Yoshio HaMelech. Here the reference, this Kina is being directed with regard to the last four kings of Klal Yisrael. After the death of Yoshiyahu, there were four kings. First was Yehoi Ochaz, his son. Yehoi Ochaz was killed and was replaced by Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was killed and was replaced by his son, which was Yehoyachin, and Yehoyachin was eventually led into Golos and replaced with his uncle Tzidkiyahu. Okay, let's see part pasuk beis mo imcha leviya al beis Yoshio Hamelach Yoimar ma imoid hi chashuva lehikare leviya im ho arayos. Yoshiyahu was the father of the last four kings. After his death, it all went downhill. He was distinguished. He was a tzaddik. And he was therefore considered to be a Leviya amongst all of the other lions of the world, the other kings of the world. Bein Arayos Ravatza, who mashal al Malchi, who most is the mashal of all the kings of the world. Or it's in a Leimar, Beis HaMelech Ahu, Hoye Reibsen, Bein Malchi, Hadama, Levetach, Mubli Pachat. And this means that his Malchus was established amongst the kings of the earth with security and nothing to fear. Rashi, Pasik Beis, Mo'im Choleviya, Kama Hoysa Chashuva, U Moscha, your nation. How, at the good old days, in the times of Yoshiyahu, Klal Yisrael was respected. Atot Tzidkiyahu, Shenimshlo Lilviya Zo, you, Yoshiyahu, who represented the nation at this glorious time of history, you were compared to a Leviya. So that was 31 years. Yoshiyahu was king for 31 years. Following his death, it was all downhill. Chazal said there was no greater Baal Tshuva movement in the history of the world like there was at the time of Yoshiyahu. He brought Klal Yisrael from total ignorance of not even knowing what a Sefer Torah looked like to a degree where they were roi for Mashiach v'cherev, what he felt with v'cherev le'savar bi'artzachem. Bein Arayos, Sar Yehuda. So he learns not like the Rashi learns not like the Mitzudos, and it's still here that when it says that you lie down among the lions not like the Mitzudos that says the lions refer to the other kings of the world. Rashi learns the Arayos refers to the kings of Yehuda. The kings of Yehuda generally were tzaddikim. They were tzaddikim until the very end, and therefore when we say there was some pause, there was Ochaz in the middle, and maybe someone else, but generally they were tzaddikim. So therefore, Yoshiyahu was considered to be righteous amongst the righteous kings of Yehuda. Radak, Pasuk, Aleph, and Beis, V'atos, Sakina, El, Nisya, Yisrael, Kamo, El. We had it only a million times. El is, El, Kamo, Al. Those two words interchanged. Uchamo, Rabim, Unisya, Yisrael, He, Malcha, Yehuda, Yehoi, Achaz, V'hoyakim, V'tzidkiyahu. We're referring here to the three, there was really a fourth, Yehoyachin. For whatever reason, the Radak leaves him out. Beis, V'yamarato, Mo'im Choleviya, Tovay, Milas, Mo, B'inyan, Indihi. Okay, so the word over here is Mo. Mo means, I didn't really translate it correctly. The Mitzudos, Tzioin, okay, it seems that the Mitzudos disagrees with the Radak. Let's take a step back. Look at the Mitzudos, Tzioin. He says, Mo, Hamilo, Hahi, Yoira, Al, Hahafloga. How magnificent, how mighty is your name. So according to the Mitzudos, when the Pasuk over here says, Mo imcha leviya, wow, Bein Arayos, Yoshiyahu, you were awesome. Mo, how awesome, how great you were amongst the other kings of the world or amongst the other kings of Yehuda. Radak disagrees. Radak says, since this section is discussing a kina, Sa kina el nisiyei Yisrael. It's a lament. Ma is an expression of tsar. Tsar is ki mila bin nihi kumo ze uchma ma umala libasei. How disturbed, how pained is your heart? Hakenesati kare aim. Okay, when it says here, a gathering is called an aim. When it says imcha, your mother, imcha means, imcha in this context, according to the doctrine, means your gathering, your nation. We're not even referring to a specific person. Let's just see what it says. Ma kinishta di Yisrael. Whoa, the havas, the damya lile saw that was compared to a lion, a lioness. V'imshila lilevia, v'hi aim ho arayos, v'aryeh melech achayos. There's the king and the queen. Or as my brother used to say when he was 3 years old, the king and the queen. The king and the queen. Ever hear that before? No? It's a joke. The king, a child on his own, when you get a little sophisticated, you begin to make your own words. So if you're the king, and that's your wife, so she's the queen. No, you don't get it? Okay. The king and the queen. So then the melech is the Ari, and the wife, the queen, is the Leviah. The Halaviah aim Hamalucha. Lefich Himshila Bochem Malchus Beis David Milas Leviah Hanachon Leviah. So we're missing a yud. There should be a hey at the end of the word. Ella Shabah Hayud Tmuras Aleph. The Aleph Mokay Mahay. So the Yud comes in place of the Aleph. The Aleph Mokay Mahay. Hakanikay Vik Aleph Govas Kemasa Vyud Hameshach Nevlaski. I don't know what these things mean. We're talking about time on this. This diktuk of what exactly is the exact precise source of the word Leviah. But for our purposes, it means the mother of Malchus. Bein Arayos Ravotza. The Och Shahayu Isim Ritzon Shal Makam Hayu Ravtsim Kari Bilipachad Bein Arayos Bein Malchay Umos Tradaklun. It's like the Mitsudos, that the Arayos was a code for the kings of the world. They were at peace with other kings of the world. Ribisa means to grow. She Ribisa Gureha, the mother raised her children. Ein Gidul Kamo Asher Tipachti V'Ribisi. Hashem complains, I have nurtured and raised. The kafir katan meho ari. The kafir is smaller than the ari. The gadol migur. So here the Radak lays out the different ages of these four lions that appear in the pasuk. The ari is the adult. The leviah is the adult mother, and then comes the kafir. The kafir is like an adolescent, and then the gureha. The gur is the infant, is the toddler. So we have over here different ages of different types of lions. So he learns that the kafir refers to the rulers, and okay. So far we have over here a new interpretation of the pasuk according to the Radak. Over here we're coming to lament. The Amarta. This is what you Yecheskel should say to Klal Yisrael. Ma. Ma means like hoy. Woe. Woe to Imcha Leviah, woe to the Knesset Yisrael, woe to the collection, the nation of the Leviah, of the kings of Klal Yisrael, Bein Arayos Ravatza. It's a chaval. It's a sad state of affairs. It used to be that Klal Yisrael in the past, the collection of the nation, would lie down, would be friends at peace with the other kings of the world. Arayos Ravatza, Besoch Kifidim Ribitsa Gureha. But what's going to happen now? But it's a chaval. It's sad. It's more how in the good old days everything was fine and good, and now we're coming to a point where everything is going to turn sour. Pasigimel Vatal Echad Migureha. And now we have a story. One of its Gurecha rises up. Kifir Haya. Pasigimel. The one of the Migureha, which means the baby, it rises up. Kifir Haya. It developed into a kafir. It got a little older. We'll see what this means in a moment. And this lion learned bad middos. It learned how to consume human beings to cause other people pain. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk Gimel. Vatal ha'elo echad mibnei hamalucha l'malo v'nase melech v'al yiho yochaz yoymar. So according to the Mitzvot, when it says one of the gureha, which means one of the children of Yoshiyahu. Because we have to remember, be consistent in each one of the Mepharshim. According to the Mitzudos, the Leviah is Yoshiyahu. And Yoshiyahu here has had the pasuk says is raising the gureha. So who is the child of Yoshiyahu? Yehoi Ochoz. And now it rose of a Yilmad Hirgil Atzma Litrif Taraf Ach Ochal Gamne Adam written Leimar Kmo Achay Hamurgelis Litrif Biyoses Sefer Tarefes Gamne Adam. An animal that's violent will one day harm human beings. Kain so to Yehoi Ochoz Hirgil Atzma Meola Shoyk Haumais. Ach osha games yisrael hakiruyim adam kmo shenemar va'atein tzoni adam atem. Mitzudas here is giving us some historical background that Yehoi Ochoz was a rasha, and his rishis started out when he would steal from other nations, or steal from, he was corrupt in a way that did not yet harm man, but ultimately he began to harm, was evil, to steal, to extort from Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Gimel. Vatal echad migurecho al bnei Yoshiyahu nemra hakina zo harishon hu Yehoi Ochoz Adam ochol goizel es Yisrael. He stole from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar ki Yisrael nikru Adam kemo shenemar v'ateina tzayni, you are my sheep. Tzayin mar yisin. The pasuk includes Adam atem. Ulufi amashol kol chaya she ta'ama ta'am basar Adam misgore bo'anashim le'olam. So we have a rule is that once a chaya gets the taste of meat, once a chaya is accustomed to eating meat, and even of another animal, it becomes, it then longs for the meat of man. Fine. Let's see. Radak pasuk gimel. Vatal vatal. All of the diktuk. I'm going to go very. We're just going to run through the diktuk radak very quickly because I want to get to some more. You know, it holds back a little bit too much. Okay. Vatal is mibinyan hifil hu behelasa echad migurecha. Reitzol emar echad mibnei hamalucha. Which child of Yoshiyahu are we referring to? The answer is who Yehoi Ochoz. Kamosh Amar. Vayikach Am Oretz Es Yehoi Ochoz Ben Yoshiyahu Vayimshuchu Oiso Vayamlichu Oiso Tachas Aviv. Upon the death of Yoshiyahu, it says the people appointed, they appointed Yehoi Ochoz, the son of Yoshiyahu, to be the new king. Ratzolem Vatal Sheb Ribso Oiso Ashola B'malo. They made him very great. He rose up, he became a king, but he did not reach the level of an Ari. He did not earn the respect of the people. Because there was not much to rule over. At this point in time, there was the Golos of the Aseres HaShvatim, and they were, at this point in time, I guess, okay, most of the land was destroyed, so he never reached the status of being called an ally, and we only give the status of being called a kefir. Vayilmad litraif tarif tarif adam machal, lamad zeh kefir litraif tarif atshachal adam, ki arvi oya kefir roif tarpay b'chayos. Most of their food comes from attacking animals. Upe amim, occasionally, tarif gam ha'adam. Kein so to Yehoi Ochoz, nilcham begadol bimenu v'hu mitzrayim, that's why he was killed by Paro Necho. So he started out, it seems that the Radak is learning that when it says Adam, not like Rashi and the Mitzudos that he stole from Klal Yisrael. Rather, it means that he rebelled against Paro Necho. At this point in time, we have to remember Paro Necho, Nebuchadnezzar, was not a major player. The major player in the world at this point in time was still Paro. Paro Necho. Necho means crippled. He was crippled. And the Medrash says the reason why he was crippled was because he had in his possession the Kisei Shel Shlomo HaMelech. And the Kisei of Shlomo HaMelech was booby-trapped. Anyone that sat down on the Kisei that was not Mizera HaMelucha, there was some real super-duper high-tech sensors in the Kisei, it caused them to become a paraplegic. He was paralyzed. So he erected, it was like the thing to have in those days. This is before the Tesla came into existence, before, you know, having your own private jet. How did you show that you're special? If you possessed the Kisei Shel Shlomo, but it was booby-trapped, and therefore it became Nechei Raglayim. His feet did not work. He was called Paro Necho. Yet they took him around in his limousine, like FDR was wheelchair bound.
he got around very well. Okay, the world didn't even know his condition. So too, Paru Nechol was the same thing. He was able to travel and rule the world. And when Yehoi Ochaz rebelled against him, so he came to get him. He came to kill him. He actually came to kill Yehoi Ochaz. Let's now go to the next pasuk, continuing in this very interesting story. Pasuk Dalid, Vayishmu Elov Goyim B'Shachtam, and the nations listened to him. However, B'Shachtam Nispas, he was captured in their pit. They laid a pit for Yehoi Ochaz. Vayivyuhu Vachachim El Eretz Mitzrim, he was taken down in hooks to the land of Egypt. Now, what does this mean to the Mitzvot Pasuk Dalid? Pasuk Dal in the Mitzudos, Vayishmu Ho'umos Hisasu. The word Vayishmu does not in this pasuk mean to listen. We had this many times. It means to gather. Okay, we have very, very unique translations of the word, of some of these words here, but it's not so uncommon that the word Vayishma Shema. Shema means to gather. Vayishmu, like you say, Shema Yisrael. What does that mean? Shema Yisrael means to listen, but on a deeper level, it means to discern, right? Shema means to discern. Shema also means gather. Shema Yisrael. Let us. Klal Yisrael should gather together and declare Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema means to gather. Now, when the pasuk was said in the Medrash by the Shvatim to Yaakov Avinu, obviously there it does not mean. There they were speaking directly to Yaakov Avinu. All of the 12 tribes said to Yaakov, Shema, listen, our father Yisrael. There's nothing wrong with us. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. So in that context, Shema simply means to listen. You, our father Yisrael, listen. You'll ask me the question, how could they address their father by his first name? How could you say to your father, Yisrael? So you're not allowed to talk. You know, so who says he can't address your father by his first name? That's the topic of discussion in itself. When they're all together, and also his real name was Yaakov. So to say Shema Yaakov would be disrespectful, but to say Shema Yisrael, that was a title that was given to him by Hashem. So that was not disrespectful. For the children to say to their father, listen Yisrael, that's not like saying, listen Jack. It's a title of honor which would not be disrespectful. But that's how it was used in there when they spoke to their father. But when we use the pasuk, when Moshe used the pasuk, and Moshe says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, besides the simple meaning that listen to Jewish people, it also means come together and declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, as a group, as a unit, not as single individuals. That's a much higher madreg of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. You can mekabel Malchus Shemayim as an individual, and you can mekabel Malchus Shemayim as a tzibur, as a klal. For example, on Rosh Hashanah, many instances, just like the most classic question for Pesach is, what is the chiluk between Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim Lel Pesach and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim the entire year round? And there are multiple answers. The same way you have this question with regard to Pesach, you have the same question with regard to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim on Rosh Hashanah. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? The Kablu Chulam Es Ol Malchus Secha. The whole theme of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Malchus, we blow shofar to declare Hashem as Melech. But don't we declare Hashem Melech every single day of the year when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad? So one of the answers is that the whole year round we mekabel Hashem as Melech as individuals. But on Rosh Hashanah, we mekabel Hashem as Melech as a klal, as klal Yisrael, as a tzibur. Shema, come together, Yisrael, and declare Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So, now, another idea, and more, I think Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, this is more like a meditation type of idea, is Shema Yisrael means collect your thoughts. Collect the two parts, there's the left, you haven't read a little bit of meditation, there are two parts to the brain. There's the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere, and the goal is when you're able to merge them together, you're able to harness extreme power, brain power, concentration and focus. So just like we know there are two parts to the brain, it could be there are more, even more parts. In order to focus and concentrate, you have to collect your thoughts. but it's really, it's collecting all of the different elements of the mind. When you bring them together, that brings you to a deep state of meditation when you can declare with clarity and certainty, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema, collect yourself, Yisrael. Each individual and declare Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, so here we have a new translation, Vayishmu Elav Goyim, they got together, B'shachtam Nitvas, that's back to the Mitzudos, they all gather together, B'shachtam Nitpas, like we do with Tulam, when you want to capture a lion, when you want to capture a lion, you dig a pit and you cover it with twigs, and it's a trap for the lion to fall inside. They brought Yehoi Ochos to Egypt in hooks. Mine chivalim v'choychim is different types of chains. Haim shaol shasav har nicho v'holichoy b'mitzrayim u'meisham. He, when he rebelled against Paro, by the way, this whole thing took place in 3 months. He was only king for 3 months. Yehoi Yochos, and he was now taken down to Egypt by Paro nicho. Let's see. Rashi pasuk yudal v'yishmu elav goyim Paro melech mitzrayim v'chol chelo. They gathered b'shachtam nispas. He was caught in their trap, in their pit, gumatz, a pit. Choyfrin umechasim pia bekash. They covered the cover of the pit with straw. Ve'achayah nefilas b'seicha. It's camouflaged, and that serves as a trap for the chaya to fall in. Bechachim. He was taken down in hooks. Kimin ta tubos barzel noikvim choytmoy umoshkin oisay bohem. Would you believe this? It says here that they put him on a nose ring. They took the king. Can you imagine? This would be certainly a violation of the Geneva Conventions to do this to your prisoners. To take them and then make a hole in their nose, and to put a hook on the nose, and to drag them by the hook like an animal. You go and you pull the person by a chain whose chain is attached to the person's nose, and the way you get it onto the nose is you just take a drill and you drill a hole in the nose. That is what it says here they did to Yehoyachaz, the son of Yoshio, when he was captured, power and he was tortured. Pasik Radak Pasik Dal Vayishmu Elav Goyim Chel Parosh Asa Be'eretz Hamas Shamu Kiposhad Be'eretz Mitzrayim. So here we have Radak is coming to disagree with the Mitzudos, and he tells us Vayishmu does not mean to gather, but he takes the more simplistic translation. They heard. The Paro got intelligence briefings of what is going on in Syria. Right? He got intelligence briefings of what exactly is going on, what's going on in Syria. I'm just joking, what's going on in a joke. What's going on in Eretz Hamas? What's going on in Hamas? Shamu Kiposha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. He heard that Yehoi Ochos is expanding. He is attacking. He is expanding the territory of Eretz Shol into Eretz Hamas. Usifasu and what did he kiposha beretz Mitzrayim usifasu b'shuva misham, and he got him. He went to attack and to grab him. V'zeo she'omar b'shachtam nispas, in his pit he was caught. B'shachtam min kore shachas. Where shachtam comes from? Shachas. Shachas means a pit. It's a grave. It's also used in reference to the grave. V'yodasam tirgem k'mo b'mitzudasam k'shatirgem bis Rigas Hoin, it means in their trap, not necessarily a pit, but it means some type of trap. Bechachim, Bishal Shaloy Shal Barzel, in chains of Barzel, Vachin Tigim Yonason, Bishil Shalon, in chains. Okay, so we have over here.
I thought Mitzrayim was on pretty good terms with the
No, later. They were on terms at the time of Tzidkiyahu. They were on good terms approximately 20 years later. In one minute, the whole world can turn around. So at this point in time, Paro Necho was very angry at Yoshiyahu. This is immediately following the death of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu did not allow Paro. Yeah, we're talking about Yehoyachos. Yehoyachos ruled for 3 months immediately following the death of his father Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was killed by Paro Necho. So, and who was appointed in his place? The people, it says that Klal Yisrael appointed Yoshio's son, Yehoi Ochoz, and Yehoi Ochoz wanted to take revenge against Paro Necho for killing his father, so he began to expand the territory and attack Melech Mitzrayim. When Paro Necho heard what's going on, so it says, Vayishmu Elav,
Goyim. They heard, this is how, this is at least the way the interpretation of the Merodach, it's not just a literal translation. The Goyim refers to Paro Necho, the nations. He represented the world. He was the world power, so he represents the nations. He heard what Yehoiachaz is doing to take revenge for the killing of his father. And then he went and he laid a trap, or he laid a trap for Yehoiachaz. He captured him and he took him down to Egypt in chains, and he died there. Let's see Pasuk
Hey.
So,
but why is Yechezkel bringing up this?
Oh, so we're going to see. That's all going to come. They're all going to come at the end. That's going. We're going. He's reviewing history. He's reviewing history with a mashal. The mashal he calls here a kina. He's calling this a kina, a lament. A lament has the same characteristics as a mashal. We use metaphors to bring out, first to describe the event in a certain form. Here we're using lions. We're using how lions eat food, how they're trapped with a shachas, with a choich, with hooks. And we're going to eventually come to the message at the end of the parak. But we go through a lot of detail. Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Vatei Vatei Ki Noichala. Okay, the word Noichala is a very sad word. It means all hope is lost. Lashon of Techeles, of agony. A person is a state of agony, all hope. When Yehoi Ochaz saw that all hope is lost, of the tikva saw, their tikva is lost, that's the ultimate. You know, Mr. Cole, maybe you can close the door. Yeah. Of the tikva saw, their hope is lost. Vatikach echad migurecha kefir samasu. So now this we see refers to, well, let's read the Mefarshim inside, because there are different interpretations. Pasuk Hey inside of the Mitsudos David. Pasuk says Vatera Pasuk Hey. Vatera Bes Malchus Yoshiok Rosa ki Omdo Zman Ma Bisacheles Shayoshov Lamalchusoi. They saw, they had hope. They were hoping that he learns. Look at Toicheles. I made a mistake. Noichala. I'm sorry. It can mean both. It goes both ways. The word Noichala. According to the Mitsudos, the word here Noichala means hope. Klal Yisrael had hope that maybe things would turn around, even though Yehoi Ochaz was killed. He was taken down by Mitzrayim. What?
They thought they would reinstate.
They would reinstate. They would appoint now a replacement. In this case, it was. Yehoyakim, and everything would get back on track. Back to the Mitsudos. Vatei Bismachus Yoshio Rosso ki Amda Zman Mo Bitrecheles Shayoshiv Lamalchusoi Vine Avda Tekvasa Ki Loishav. So they saw, they were hoping things would get better, but things did not get better. They were hoping that maybe Paro Nicho would release Yehoyachos. Maybe he would release him, he would come back home. Shalom Al Yisrael. But it did not happen. So what did they do? They saw that he's not coming back, so they need a replacement. So they appointed in this place Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim v'samosalim batikach lokha echad b'nei hamalucha v'samosalim melech v'al Yehoyakim yoimar. So if we go back to the pasuk inside according to the Mitsudos, the pasuk would then read v'atirakim noichala. They saw that noichala, that there was hope, or at least they were looking that there should be hope and maybe he would return. But yet, avda tikvasa, the hope was lost, he was not coming home, and therefore, vatikach echad migureha, they took one of the baby lions of the Levaya, which refers to Yehoyakim, kefir samasu klal Yisrael, appointed him as the new king. They appointed Yehoyakim as the new king. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Hey. Rashi says, Vatera imoi kineses Yisrael. So who saw? Tera is Lashon Nekeva. Not Vayera, but Vatera, who saw the nation. The nation is the mother. The mother over here is the Levaya. The Levaya saw Klal Yisrael. Ki Noichala, Lash Lashon Choyli. Okay, so Rashi is learning not like the Mitsudos. Whereas the Mitsudos understood the word Noichala, they looked for hope. They first looked for hope, and then when they saw that it's not coming, then they had a change of plan. According to Rashi, it means they saw in the very beginning that there is no hope. They saw that their nation is sick. This choyli, l'shon choyli. Va'atikach echad, they saw avda tikvasa. Va'atikach echad migureha, Yehoyakim, kefir samasu, melech, they made a melech, called Frisha Mikra, Ari, Bachur, V'gibar, Okay, we know that before everything we have the word kafir. Kafir means a lion, that's a bahur. It means a chosen, a young lion. A bahur, I guess, means he's either chosen or he's young. The gibar and a mighty lion, they appointed him, they gave him full authority. Okay, they did not hold back. Klal Yisrael appointed Yehoyakim to be the melech with no restrictions. He can act as king uninhibited. Radak pasik hey, vatera ki noichala, hepech ha-toicheles. He learns like Rashi. The word, the real word for hope is toicheles. So here, when it's in a different form, noichala, it's a different form of the word, it means all hope is lost. The perish of the, and the pasuk goes on to explain what it means, tikvasa. You have this numerous times where a word can mean extremes. Yishrash, yishareish. It should take root, or it should be uprooted. Yiskol, yisokel. He shall be stoned, or the stones shall be removed. Same thing over here, we have one word which can mean both ways. Like I always like to tell you, tzion. Where does the word tzion come from? Tzion, 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 haloi tishali. Where does the word tzion, tzion, Yerushalayim and tzion? So I always like to say is that it comes from the word tzoyun. Tzoyun means arid, dry, land that's desert land, land that has absolutely no moisture. You take those same letters, you play with the nikud, it means the opposite. Tzion means a very well-watered, a fertile land that's moist, a land of moisture, a land of, that is full with liquid. And what is liquid? Hoy called tzamei l'chul l'mayim. Torah is liquid. Yerushalayim usually refers to the physical dimensions of the land, and tzion refers to the spiritual dimension of the land. So when you want to say that tzion means water, it means the spirituality of Yerushalayim, which is the Torah of the land, comes from the same word, tzion. Tzion is parched, dry land. So here we have, here's the Radak systems. I think we have the Tikvasa, Valder, Chazet, Tirgi, Benusen, Vachazot, Arei, Pasak, Avat, Solvi, Roha. I saw that it came to an end their hope. The Yeish, Lefarsha, Kimashmo, Inyan, Tocheles, Klemar. Okay, and then the Radak says, let's face some homage to the Mitzudos. And the word Tocheles can also mean hope. Vatera, Ki, Omdo, Yom, Rabin, Bitocheles. They saw that they were waiting a long time. Ulai yetiv in yonah, maybe things will turn around. Vihine avda tikvasa, nothing got better. So indeed the Radak gives us both interpretations. He draws from Rashi and he draws from the Mitzudos as well. Even though he came way before the Mitzudos, we always like to say in muktam uchar b'mefarshe hatanach. Okay, let's go. Vatikach echad migureha. Okay, he took one of the gurecha, kefir samasu, amra ulai yitzlach zel lemelucha. They took Yehoyakim and they said, maybe he'll be successful. That's very interesting. Ulai yitzlach zel lemelucha, v'avapish shaparu necho himlichoy behaskamas amaretz behaslimlichot. Uchi'ilu heim samu lemel. So fascinating Radak. Unbelievable Radak. That goes to go back to the Sefer Melachim, you will learn that the one that appointed Yehoyakim was not Klal Yisrael. It was a paro necho. Paro necho came to get Yehoyachos was appointed by Klal Yisrael. Parnecho killed Yoshiyahu and disappeared. Klal Yisrael appointed Yehoyachos. Yehoyachos misbehaved. He wanted to take revenge, rightfully so, for the death of his father. So he went and he attacked the Egyptians. Parnecho was not happy, so he came to get him. He got him. He laid a trap. He took him down to Egypt. And when he took him down to Egypt, Parnecho flexed his muscles and appointed Yehoyakim. So here we have a stira. In Sefer Yecheskel it says the one that appointed Yehoyakim as was Klal Yisrael. So here the Radak says there's always the inside story. There's always the inside story of what's going on. And to the media, to the world, they tell you one thing, but the inside story is an entirely different picture. To the world, it was Yehoyakim who appointed him as it was Paro Necho who appointed Yehoyakim as Melech. But the true story was the people of Klal Yisrael appointed him. I guess they lobbied or they manipulated, they manipulated Paro Necho that he should be the one who should be appointed. And even when he was appointed, he was accepted. He was, because if they would not accept him, Paro Necho can do all he wants. It's just not going to happen that he will be a successful king. So really there's two sides to the story, as is with everything in this world.
Okay, let's now go further. So far, continuing this very fascinating insight into Jewish history. Pasuk Vav, Vayisalech B'soch Arayos Kefir Haya. This new king Yehoyakim, so he conducted himself with Malchus. He was king for 11 years, and he would go, you know, to all the summits, and all the big conventions, and where all the kings hung out. He was a VIP card carrying member of all of the meetings with all the other lions. Kefir Haya. He was only though a kefir. But he also had bad midos. This Yehoyakim also learned how to attack, how to rebel against the kings. Now let's see what this means. Pasuk Vamahir, there's a change of guard. In the reign of Yehoyakim, Paro Necho was demoted on the world stage and was replaced by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar now became the world leader. And now it was the duty of Yehoyakim to humble himself to Nebuchadnezzar, which he refused to do. Let's see, Pasuk Vav, Vayeda, in the Mitzudos, Vayeda, always strong to find the place. Vayisalech, Pasuk Vav, Hinnik, Hamalucha, Besech, Malchei, Umayis, Vedei, Melohem. He conducted himself amongst the world, in the UN. He was a popular person. Kfir Hoya, Hoya Melech, Moshe, the Gibor. He was a powerful leader. Vayilmad, Hirgalas, Melitrev, Teraft, La'ashoik. So he found the bad midos. He was corrupt. The mitzudas lishitasoi, when it says Adam Achal, Adam refers to Klal Yisrael. He was a corrupt king. He stole from the people. Pasik Rashi Pasik Vav in Rashi. Rashi says there is no Rashi. Look at that. Radak Pasik Vav. Vayisalech b'soch arayos zoya yakim sheim lichoy paru necho. He was appointed. Vayisalech b'soch arayos klema b'soch malachim v'im paru necho uNebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was now emerging. He was a king in emerging, coming out of a third world nation to become a major player in society. Ki pam hoya zeim pam hoya imzeu pam hoya imzeu ki melech babel kivashoy. Because Nebuchadnezzar conquered Egypt. Egypt was subdued in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, and ultimately, so what happened? That during those 11 years, Radak tells us, and this is back in Sefer Melachim, you have to go back and review all the Jewish history, all the details. During those 11 years, Nebuchadnezzar rose to power. He came to Yerushalayim, and he took with him, he exiled Yehoyakim. He exiled him, but he sent him back home. He sent him back home, and he told him, let what I've done to you serve as a lesson, that you behave yourself, and you pay taxes, and you don't rebel against me. Obviously, Yehoyakim was not very happy that he was humiliated by Paro, by Nebuchadnezzar. He was humiliated. So he began to form an alliance with Mitzrayim. That's when the alliance began to form, that they were conspiring. The day will come when they will rebel against Nebuchadnezzar, both Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael, and they will overcome him. Kefir Haya, Shloch Ola B'mala Ad Sheyikore Aryeh Elo, Kefir Haya K'mo Shehoya Be'ez Molcho. He was only a little lion. Vayilmat litrof teref adam achol efsha shenilcham ba'aram. What here? Now, remember, the Radak does not learn like Rashi. According to them, like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos told us that when it says here that he ate adam achol, it means that he stole from Klal Yisrael. But the Radak does not learn that adam refers to Klal Yisrael. It means he stole from man. So in the previous parsha, the previous section, when we were dealing with Yehoi Ochoz, there, when it says that he stole from man, it means he stole from Mitzrayim. Adam Ochol was Mitzrayim, but here it's not Mitzrayim. Here, we don't find in history that Yehoyakim went to war against Mitzrayim, and we don't find that he went to war against Nebuchadnezzar. He died before that happened. So who then did he go to war against? So the Radak is struggling, and he says it must be he went to war against Aram. Efshar shenilcham ba'aram chum uvemoyav uvnei Amon, these nations kihem bo olecha im gudei kastim kishemarad melech bavel. It doesn't say. I have Aram. You have Edom. Yeah. Okay, so we have a different gear size. Efshar shenilcham ba'adam uvemoyav. The Edom. You have Edom. Okay, I don't know. In Echonami, there are different Gersois. In my edition, it says Aram. In yours, it says Edom. Which one is correct? Who is to say? Uvemoyav, Uvene Amon, Kihem Bo, Olav Im Gedude Kastim. They came with soldiers of the Kastim, Shamar, Bemel Bavel, Chem Bishol, Hoya, Shefer. Ah, so he is also coming to say Adam, like the Mitsudos, he also went to rebelled against Klal Yisrael. All right, let's now go to Pasik Zayin. Vayeda al minoisof. He knew his. Now, the word al minoisof can mean two things. Either it means literally a widow, almana, or we have to take out the lamid, replace it with a resh. And then it means ar minoisof, palaces. And that means Nebuchadnezzar got to know the widows of the Jewish people, or he got to know the palaces of the Jewish people by destroying them, or by conquering them. Or when referring to the widows, it means that the soldiers, when they killed the soldiers, so they took their wives as captives. They took their wives as slaves or captives for purposes of taiva. Vayeda al minoisav Nebuchadnezzar and his men got to know the palaces. They conquered the palaces of the women. And they destroyed their cities. Vateisham eretz umaloa, the land became desolate mikol shagos, so due to the roar of Nebuchadnezzar. Now let's see what this means in much more detail. Pasuk Zayin in Mitzudos David. Vayeda al minoisav shavar v'horas ar minois b'nei amoi v'hechir areihem. Okay, so this means the palaces. If you look at the Mitzudos Tzio, and he shows you take out the lamed al minoisav kemo ar minoisav uvo halamed b'mekayim haresh. V'chein ha-sotzi ma-zaros v'hu kmo ma-zolos. There as well, we take out the word ma-zaros. There it's ma-zaros. It's lamed. The resh and the lamed can be interchanged. Uvah resh v'magam lamed oitachin shul milashin ulam. Or it means the word leave the word the way it is. It means ulam. Leave the lamed. The lamed there. And ulam. Ulam means a big open hall, a big open place. Okay, Rashi, what is this? Where did we finish over here? The Mitzudos. Okay, Vatesham. Okay, further in the Mitzudos David, what happened? Vatesham. Eretz Yisrael v'anoshim ham malim oiso nasu shemama mipachad kol shagasai. Due to his roar, lufi shim shilo l'kfir om aloshon ha-nefil b'chir arayos ha-machrid b'kol shagasai. So it seems to me over here is that Yehoyakim, if I'm not mistaken, he's saying that Yehoyakim became, that he was extremely corrupt. He became extremely evil, and he terrorized the people. And he did very bad things. That he does not really explain more than that. It seems over here that referring over here, the line here refers to Yehoyakim, that he did terrible things. Vayeda al minoisav means that he destroyed the country. He destroyed the cities. The land was desolate. Because of his roar, because of his approach to Malchus, he was very destructive in how he ruled and how he ruled the Jewish people. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it means. I think Radak and Rashi are different. Look at Rashi. Rashi Vayeda al Menoisav. So Rashi translates the word al Menoisav to mean literally a widow. Me'ane es hanoshim. He would rape the women. V'horeg es ba'alehen, would kill their husbands. V'yesh paishim. Some learn it means, like we said in the Mitzudos, al minoisav kmo ar minoisav. It means a palace. Vayeda. No, I think he's referring over here to Yehoyakim, it seems. If I'm not mistaken. Let's see further. Vayeda l'shoin pigur v'heres. Vayeda is not the usual translation to know. In this context, it means pigur. Pigur means, I think, like to destroy. Does anyone know exactly what pigur means? Pigarim. Corpses. A corpse. So it means the dead body. Dead. Chorbin. Veheres means to tear down. Kemoy vigovoa mimerchok yeyeda. That was high from the distance will be cast down. So you see the word vayeda means to destroy. Like, you know, it's interesting. They have all these words which are the opposites. Because, like, what is in Vayeda? Vayeda ha'odam escha ve'ishtoi. What is in Vayeda? Mechubar. It means, Vayeda means he became one with her.
to become one, it means mechubar. When you take the same exact letters and you play around with the vowels, it means the opposite, to become separated. And what is destruction? What do you do when you destroy a building? You take apart every brick. What used to be connected in the in beautiful, magnificent way is now taken apart. So they have the same exact word, the same exact letters mean the opposite. Same idea is they were destroyed. Okay, let's go further in Rashi if there is. He imposed the tax upon the people. He imposed the tax. So here Rashi appears to be learning like the Radak. We're dealing with Yehoyakim. Yehoyakim was a horrible king, at least in the opinion of Yechezkel, was the pits. He went and he raped women. He killed their husbands. Or, Vayeda al-Menoysav, this means he destroyed the palaces and the cities. How did he destroy it? By imposing upon them unreasonable taxes. If you have a city where they make it impossible to do business, everything he taxes you out of your mind, every little thing you do, they take an arm and a leg. So what is going to happen? People are not going to do business. It's not Kedai, they're going to move out. Like New York, that's the big problem. People are running away from New York because the taxes and all of the laws and all of the restrictions are just over the top. It's just too much for people to survive, to be able to be profitable. It's much cheaper for them to make parnasa in another state. This happens all the time. If you don't give tax breaks and make it easy for people to conduct business in your city, then they're going to leave. They're going to leave. Then there's no income. There's no economy. The economy collapses. Exactly because he imposed a ridiculous tax upon the people to pay to Mitzrayim, because Yehoyakim was now beginning to forge an alliance with Mitzrayim, so he can rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. Let's see Radak, how he learns this Pasuk Zayin. Vayeda al menoysav hakinui kineged adam shezochar shneim derech klal ki amar ki hoya norig anoshim, he would kill. The Pasuk is addressing man. He would kill men. Vahoya shoychev im al menoysav. So he's first learning here the pshat in the Pasuk of the al menoysav to mean a widow. He killed the husbands, their widows, and Vayeda means he had relations with them. Not like, if you learn it means a palace, it means he destroyed the palaces. If you learn it means women, it means he had relations with them. The Navi is telling us, your eyes are only on your prophet, the Aldam Hanaki Lishbach, to pour blood. He learns that referring to palaces, he destroyed palaces. Tirgem bayeda inyan shever v'churban kmo bayoda bochem es anshei sukos. V'tirgem al menoysav kmo ar menoysav palaces. V'reim hechariv mimasav haroim. Due to his evil deeds, hoya churban ha'erim b'arit Yisrael. Ki hu lo yechav biyodaim. He didn't destroy the cities physically. Elo hu goram ha'churban. His palaces were terrible. It caused the country to be destroyed. V'chein v'yesoyir. He was a tyrant. So here we're getting incredible insight into the conduct of Yehoyakim. I don't think you have this in Yechezkel, in Melachim. When you just talk, again, you have the different, always the two sides of the story. There's always an inside story of exactly what's going on. To the outside world, listen, he's the king. He's the king, and he has policies. You like it, you don't like it, it's good, not good. He represents Klal Yisrael. But over here, Yechezkel is telling us that he was a Rasha. He was a Rasha. He murdered innocent men. He raped women. He imposed ridiculous taxes in order to achieve his own personal agenda to form an alliance with Mitzrayim in order that he can rebel against Nebuchadnezzar. He was considered a Rasha, and the one who backs up Yechezkel is his contemporary, is Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was with the people, was primarily giving the vua in Chutz Liaretz, The other way around. Yirmiyahu was giving the vua in Eretz, Yisrael Yechezkel was primarily giving the vua in Chutz Liaretz, and both of them here, the Radak are telling us, you read it during the prophecies, they're giving you the inside story that Yehoyakim was a very evil man, a tyrant, and he ruined the country. He ruined the country literally. Pasuk Ches. So now what happened? Now eventually his evil deeds caught up with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar now rose to power when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he kills Jehoiakim. He captures him, he puts him in a wagon, and he's taking him down to exile him in Bavel, to lock him up in Bavel. But on the way down, he got sick and he died. He was very delicate, obviously. He got some type of cold, flu on the way down. He died. So what do they do with his body? Instead of take the dead weight down to Mitzrayim, so they just threw it off onto the road. They just took his body and they pushed the body onto the road, which is an incredible bezoyon for a descendant of David HaMelech. Can you imagine David HaMelech's descendant over here? His body's like a donkey, a dead donkey, to throw the donkey on the road.
He acted like a donkey, so he died like a donkey.
Correct, that's right. Vayidnu means it was put against him, nation Saviv, Mimidinois, from many Medinos. Nebuchadnezzar had mercenaries. Nebuchadnezzar did not, ancient times, you don't have your own army. It's not the way it works. It's not like America. You can do it on your own. Ancient times, what do you got exactly? The only way you were able to go to war is you have to gather together many nations. Everyone has their specialty. Vayifrisu olav rishtam. They spread upon Yehoiakim their net. B'shachtam nispas. He was caught in their pit. Let us see what it says in the Mitzudos of Pasuk Ches. The Mitzudos says, Vayitnu olav goyim hu'umos misaviv mimedinos rabos nosnu olav moikesh uparso olav rishtam. The nations from all sides, they put upon him a trap and they spread their net. V'nispas b'hashachas asher osu olav, and he was trapped in the pit that they made for him. Ritzen olaymar nilchamu boy ulochtu oso, they fought against him, they captured him. Koshnemar v'yishlach Hashem bo es gidudei hakastim v'es gidudei aram. Okay, so the nations of Kastim and Aram, there was an alliance, they went and they did battle. Let's see, Rashi, Pasiches, Vayidnu Olav Goyim Saviv Mimidinois. I'm reading the wrong Rashi, I'm sorry, Pasiches and Rashi, Vayidnu Olav Goyim Saviv Mimidinois. Vayishalach Hashem Bo Eskidude Aram, Vyeskidude Kastim, Vyeskidude Moav, Vyeskidude Bnei Amoin, Vayidnu Olav Goyim, Vyis Kinoshu, they gathered. So Vayitnu means they gathered. There was a world war waged against Yehoiakim. Let's see. Radak pasuk ches. Vayidnu olav goyim saviv mimedinois. Nasnu olav bekoilam. They raised their voice against him. Kolema shenesvu agoyim rabim. They gathered. Moshe amar gezuntait es gedudei chastim v'yetzudei aram v'yeskudei gumayav v'yeskudei bnei amayin. There was a gathering of the nations in alliance against Yehoiakim. Pasuk ches. Vayitnuhu vasugar. And they put him in jail. Ba'chachim. In hooks. We had many words. Remember when we learned Yirmiyahu, we had so many different words to describe a jail. We had the Chatzar HaMatarah. We had many, many different words to describe a Mishmeres. We have that by the Mekoshesh. Beiskele. And in Sefer Yirmiyahu, there are a couple of words. And they take what it says in Chumash, the Mishmeres, with regard to the Mekoshesh. And here you have another word. Maybe this would appear there as well. I don't remember. Vasugar. Sogur means you're locked up. Right? You're locked up. Each word obviously has a different connotation. Even in America, there are many different types of prisons. Some prisons are for the purpose of rehabilitation. And some prisons are just make sure this guy doesn't go out and kill someone else. So every type of prison has a different purpose. I think that's alluded to in all the various words you find in Tanakh describing what we call prison. Vayinu vasugar bachachim in hooks. Vayiviu el melech Babel. They brought Yehoiakim to the king of Babel, to Nebuchadnezzar. They brought him yiviuhu bamitzodos. They brought him in a trap. Leman lo yishama koilo od el hare Yisrael, so that he shall no longer be a king amongst the Jewish people. Let's see Mitzudo pasuk tes. Okay, pasuk tes vayidnu vasugar, hol haloichdim oiso, those that went out to trap him nisanuhu bichvolim sigurim b'shal shalois, in chains that are closed, b'shal shalois, in chains vehevu el melch bavel l'shehu yiviehu, so that he should be brought b'mitzados, he should be locked up. Liyos kolu sham leman lo yishma od kolo, his voice should no longer be heard. This lion's voice should never be heard. Koloi anymore al hare Yisrael. And it's Sonu Loimar. Datam Hoya, this was their intent. They never made it. Liois Asura Masol Yolam Laman Lo Yimshal Oibi Yishol Vlo Yafhidem Bukol Shagoso. He should not cause harm. He should not intimidate the nations of the world. However, in the parentheses he writes over here is that they never actually went to prison because he died on the way. He died on the way. It never happened, so they wanted to do it. Well, the Pesukim was telling us their intent. The intent of all the nations. It seems like Yehoyakim was very evil, was not a good neighbor. All of the neighbors were not very happy with him, and that's why they all formed an alliance to go to war against Yehoyakim. And when they finally got him, they figured the best place was Guantanamo. Right? And where was the ancient Guantanamo Bay? Where that was in? That was in Babel. So they sent him down to the Nebuchadnezzar, but he did not make it that far. He died on the road, and his body was thrown off onto the side of the road. Let's see, Rashi Vasugar. Tirgim Yerusan Bikolorin, he was put in chains. Ba mit sodos lihiyois kolu sham. The goal was to put him in chains, take him down to Babel, and he should remain locked up in some type of prison. Radak, Pasik Tes. Vayitnu vasugar, hine lo zohar bezeha moshel Yehoyachin vitzidkiyahu. Now we're winding down, okay? One then over here. Pasik Yud is going to give the Musa, the message. Okay, we're going to give a little bit of a message, but over here he's asking the question, how come the kina that Yechezkel is expressing stops with Yehoyakim? Who took over after Yehoyakim? He was replaced with Yehoyachin. Who did this? This was Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar replaced Yehoyakim with his son, Yehoyachin. When Nebuchadnezzar came back to Babel, his advisors said to Nebuchadnezzar, "You're a fool. Your point, the child of the one who you killed, who you're responsible for killing, you think he's going to be loyal to you? He's going to be trying to, in secret, to undermine you, to rebel against you." So Nebuchadnezzar was put to shame. He said, "You're right, I made a very bad mistake. I made a very bad policy mistake. I have to remove Bannon, what's the guy's name? I have to remove him from my cabinet. I have to remove him. I have to remove him. What?
Bannon.
I made a mistake. I have to have him removed. I have to have Yehoyachin removed." So indeed, he went back to Yerushalayim. He told Yehoyachin, "Pack your bags. You're coming with me. And with you, I'm going to take 10,000 people, HaChorosh VaHamasker," which turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Only because of that did Klal Yisrael survive the Golus. There was a foundation. There was a settlement which was able to absorb the Golem and bring a kin to Klal Yisrael. Interesting. It's only because of his humiliation. This event, the secret to the Klal Yisrael's success, came about the humiliation of Nebuchadnezzar when his advisors put him to shame. Why did you appoint Yehoyachin? You should have appointed someone else, someone who's not the child. And indeed, he replaced him with his uncle. His uncle. Uncle Tzidkiyahu, who he felt would not have been a threat. Okay, so let's see over here. So the question is why the Radak is asking the question, why do we not mention Tzidkiyahu? After Yehoyachin, we have Yehoyachin and Tzidkiyahu. So he writes over here, "Hinei le'nozach b'zeh ha'mashal, in this mashal Yehoyachin, he's only thinking for 3 months. Lefichach, that was even less than Yehoyachos. Yehoyachos was king for 3 months and 10 days. He was only king for 3 months. Lefichach loy zicharoy v'tzidkiyahu. Gam ken ki kevan shachoye malchus Yehoyachim v'tzidkiyahu b'mispar echad. U'shneim nitnu b'yad melech bavelu mesu b'rishusoy. Since the same fate that came to Yehoyakim came to Tzidkiyahu, therefore we count them as one. Isn't that amazing? There were three different exiles. There was an exile that took place in the time of Yehoyakim that included a chelek of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. In that first group was Daniel and Chagai and
and Hananya Mishael Azariah. That took place in the time of Yehoyakim. Then the second Golus was Yehoyachin. That was 10,000 people. And the third Golus was at the Churban Mamish, at the end of Tzidkiyahu. So he wants the count over here, saying a very big Chiddush, is that we view Yehoyakim and Tzidkiyahu as one. They suffered the same fate, and it was all one long, drawn-out process of Churban, of Golus. These are two words which mean taking. These words mean chains. When he got down, they put him in different towers. Lios sham kolu to be locked up. The mitzudos ein gedi. It means they put them in different towers. L'man lo yishma kolo l'fish amar mikol shagosoy amar shlo yishma od kolo. He should be quiet. El hora Yisrael kamo al the im al tzidkiyo amar hu hanochoin ki lo shav od le'eretz Yisrael miyom galus v'im al yoyakim gam kein nochoin ki begalus rishayna she gala heviyo gam kein melch bavel b'mitzudos l'man lo yishav od le'eretz Yisrael. So here over here, the Radak is telling us that this pasuk may indeed be referring to Tzidkiyahu, and his voice should never be heard once again, which indeed was true. Or if you want to learn this, refers to Yehoyakim. So the Radak is saying a chiddush that since at the beginning of his malchus, Nebuchadnezzar indeed did take Yehoyakim down to Babel for a short time, and then did allow him to return. So that's exactly what the pasuk over here was saying. He brought him down in chains. He brought him down to be prisoned him in order to teach him a lesson that he should not lo yishama kolo od el horei Yisrael. He should not raise his voice on the Hara Yisrael, he should behave himself. He believed him. He cast him. We mentioned in the Mitzudos. That means he was pushed. He was pushed towards, which means pushed. He was pushed off onto the side of the gates of Yerushalayim. According to some opinions, he really did indeed die in Babel. If you take this pasuk at face value, the pasuk seems to indicate that Yehoyakim died in Babel. But we have a tradition that he did not die in Babel, he died. The pasuk there says, by Yirmiyah, sochoyf, to push, the hashlech, and to cast, along the sides of the gates of Yerushalayim, he was thrown on the street. So we have machlekes, what exactly became of Yehoyakim? From Yirmi Yitzmashmi died on the road. From the pasuk over here, you can argue from Yecheskel Yitzmashmi that he indeed didn't go down to, he indeed was taken down to Babel and died over there. All right, so over here we concluded here this mashal, and Amir Tashem will go into more detail after Pesach. Okay, so we'll take here a short break. We'll do some parsha and some inyanim on Shabbos HaGadol.